This is The Spot, a BYU Idaho radio production where we talk about what you're talking about here at BYU Idaho. Today's hosts are Blake Michael, Nathan Tollier, Silas Wright, and guest host Caleb Rogers. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts.
And welcome everyone back again to The Spot, the podcast where we talk about what you're talking about here at BYU Idaho, which you just heard before this point, but regardless, here I am talking. So, as always, I am Blake.
I'm Silas.
I'm Nathan.
And with us once again is guest host...
Caleb.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Yeah. No, I always feel like people should like be saying their last names, because like when it's just like the first name, it's like, Caleb.
No, I'm good. Let's stick with the first name.
No. Please don't Google me.
This is like the one Caleb on campus, I'm pretty sure.
I am honored to be the one and only.
And like, you know, last time we brought him in to talk about Canvas, and so we figured it was appropriate. The next step from Canvas is WandaVision, the TV show, right? Like, that's kind of the correlation we were going for.
Yeah. Oh, decent segue. Sure.
Yeah, of course. No. I was, like, still wanting to make a joke about Caleb with a Q, so, like, where to go from here?
Go ahead. You only have me for 20 more minutes.
Oh, goodness. So, some background on this episode. We actually sat here last Friday, which means nothing to you as you're listening to this in the future, but we sat through and recorded an entire episode this last Friday and had some technical difficulties, and as a result, Caleb jumped in for an emergency episode or re-recording of the episode, but... If I remember correctly, you were just there the entire time, weren't you?
I was sitting, yeah, I was just sitting next to all you guys listening to WandaVision remarks and such. I was like, oh, I wish this was my episode.
Yes.
Like, I like talking about the school stuff, but, like, I'm kind of more passionate about WandaVision.
And that was the main reason why I was like, we should probably have Caleb on, because initially I was suggesting it to my roommate, but then he was like, I mean, I could kind of take it or leave it. And I was like, so your girlfriend had come on last Friday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I saw you there just wanting to talk the entire time. I was like, that poor man, we need to have him on so that way he can talk about something he properly cares about.
And that's what you corrupted. Yeah, you corrupted that file. And so you can get me back on.
Yep. It was all a ploy.
I just want that for the record, that this was Blake's fault.
Yes. Blake is trying to sabotage the podcast, even though he's the only one getting paid for it.
Anyways, so, Caleb, what is your background with Marvel, and how come you're so passionate about WandaVision?
Grew up watching Marvel, every movie that would come out every year. Once I got into high school, I finally found friends that surrounded themselves with Marvel content as well. And because of their influence and my love for Marvel, I was able to go to a lot of premieres and watch a lot of Marvel as, you know, as they were starting to roll out and the story was getting more and more complex. And that ever since high school, since freshman year, 10 years ago or something, freshman year, it just kept on going. So...
Actually, I have a funny story about that, because Caleb and I, we went to high school together, and I am not a confrontational person. I don't like confrontation. That's why everybody that doesn't like confrontation needs a Caleb in their life. We went to go see Infinity War together.
Oh.
And in the theater, he knows exactly. In the theater in Idaho Falls at that time, they didn't do any sort of like reserved seating, and we had a group of like... 15 people.
We had a very big group.
Yeah, that wanted to go. And so we go there, and I remember Caleb and I and maybe a couple other people got there, and we were trying to reserve these seats for like 15. We were trying to get a whole row. And so we go, and we're like placing jackets and stuff down. And it's still fairly, like, we got there early.
We were prepared. We're diehard. We love Marvel.
Because how early?
We were there at least like an hour and a half early.
Yeah, we had nothing else to do that day.
The theater was open, and so we were just preparing to go and sit, and this girl comes up, and she's like trying to take some of the seats, and I remember Caleb is just like, "Oh, hey, we're kind of saving these seats." And it's not like the last minute, you know, like it was okay to say that we're saving these seats. And this girl's just like, well, actually, you're not really allowed to do that. So we're just going to sit here. And Caleb just turns back at her and is just like, look, we've got like four of us right now and it's just you. So you can go find another seat. Or else we're just going to be bothering you the whole day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, we can totally beat the crap
like,
out of
him. That's what he was implying.
Yeah, you drive that white Cherokee, right, that I saw you pull in? Uh-huh. It's the tire.
He's just like, I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, okay, whatever you want, miss. Like, you know, I'm not willing to do anything. But Caleb's just like, yeah, so actually, how about you stop being a pain and, like, just go and sit somewhere else because there's plenty of other places
to sit.
There's
so many other seats. But the thing is, there's other couples in the way, so we couldn't get a full row of 15. She and I think she had another lady friend with her were just the only two for my new. And I was like, you can go sit somewhere else. I need a whole row for my friends.
But it worked. We got the row.
We got the row.
We got the row, yeah.
See, that was the exact opposite of my Endgame experience. Because, like, first off, I didn't actually see Endgame until, like, maybe... would have been, like, maybe 3 weeks after it came out.
Wow.
Which I've never just been anyone to watch premieres in general just because, like, that many people. But also, like, how much pressure there is, it just kind of stresses me out most of the time. So I usually, like, don't watch the movies until, like, way later. But with Endgame, we actually missed the entire intro with Hawkeye's family.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, we came in after that, and I remember... it was just four of us, but it was so hard to find any seats whatsoever because everybody was just crawling to get in.
I remember Infinity War and Endgame before we get into WandaVision that just like it was the most quiet. I think the only other time I've been to a theater that was super quiet was what was that movie with the monsters that can hear sound and they can attack when the sound
Quiet Place.
Like, yeah. There was not a single noise because we all knew what was going to happen in Infinity War. And then Endgame is when we get all the answers. And there was just nothing. It was just the most cinematic, awesome experience I could ever have hoped for.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know I talked about this last time, but I feel like it bears repeating my experience of my frustration with Endgame. For those listening, it would have been, I think, my second semester. It would have been my third semester. It was, like, spring. And I had a roommate who had, like, just watched Endgame. And, like, all the rest of my roommates had watched it at this point. But myself, I had not, and also I had, like, worked really hard to just not have any sort of exposure to anything whatsoever, you know? I mean, like, you remember how, like, there was, like, the, anti-spoiler sort of, like, campaign that was going on from Marvel.
Yeah. On Facebook.
I do remember that.
Like, Spider-Man... I think Far From Home.
Their trailer started with it.
Yeah, it was just like, don't watch this if you haven't seen Endgame. And so, like, you know, it was like a very, that was just the expectation of just don't spoil it. But, you know, I hadn't even, like, seen any of the trailers or anything. And I'd been vigilant in not exposing myself to anything. And he was, like, talking to my roommate. My roommate Eduardo was, like, talking to my roommate Andrew. And, Andrew was just like, oh, yeah, no, we can talk about Endgame, dude, but, you know, like keep it down and, you know, like, don't say anything, like, too crazy because, you know, Blake hasn't seen it and he's, like, super connected to that. And, like, while he's in the middle of saying that, Eduardo just blurts out, I can't believe Iron Man died. And I laugh about it now, but in the moment, I was about ready to throttle that man.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, Nathan, can you pass the tissue? Tears are just coming out of Blake's eyes as he's saying this.
No, painful memories.
The most fun... Thank you. No,
piece of paper. I gotcha.
Probably the best part of that story is that, like, Andrew could see the rage and murderous intent in my eyes and was just like, all right, buddy, I need to, like, go out of town right now, so you come with me, you play whatever music you want, you know?
I think that's just a good way to let everybody listening know if spoilers bother you, as much as Blake was dying inside during that day, we will probably be tight. As of the time we are taping this right now, episode 8 of WandaVision has come out, and Friday should be the finale. We think people keep saying there's two more episodes, but everything says it's premiering on Friday. I don't know what's going on, but we have seen up to episode 8. Most of us, maybe.
As we all look at one other person.
Darting my eyes towards Nathan.
Continue. I was listening.
And thus, if you don't want to get spoiled for WandaVision, get out!
But come back. Come back next week.
Yeah, please like, either come back next week or, you know, re-listen through the episode once you've gotten through it. Which, I would say, definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've actually been like a little bit evangelizing, I think that's the word, evangelizing for WandaVision recently, specifically to my parents, just because like they've always been like people who basically would just like watch Marvel movies as they came out, maybe, you know, like I remember like watching like the first few Marvel movies with them, and you know, like their interest was always just kind of whatever about it. And anyway, I was like trying to explain what the show was like about, like about Wanda and Vision, and then my mom was like, hang on, who are those two again? I was like, do you remember Ultron, like Age of Ultron? Like, I don't know if I do. Wait, was that the one like with the twins who had like the magic powers or whatever? One of them had magic, yes. The other one was like super fast. Okay, I do remember that. Okay. Do you remember, like, Ultron, like, the kind of, like, weird robot guy, and then how, like, he was the main villain, right? And she was like, yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, okay, well.
That's such a painful conversation. Right? Anytime I try and describe something to someone, I know I've described it perfectly, and they're like, no. It's like,
duh. It's like, well, then you're wrong.
Yeah, like, obviously you weren't paying attention.
Like, all right, well, Vision's basically, like, if I remember correctly, it was basically like if like Ultron basically like absorbed Jarvis and became its own entity. So therefore, you know, he's like kind of half robot, half whatever Ultron was.
He's a vibranium body that was constructed that Ultron was going to put his intelligence into, but then got intercepted with the Mind Stone and Jarvis uploaded.
That's what it was, yes. I definitely struggled in understanding what was happening in Age of Ultron, but to be fair, I've seen it once. And that was when I went to go see it in theaters when I was like in 10th grade. I rode my bike to the theater. It was a good day.
It's interesting with WandaVision. I 100% was starting the show off with, probably not even going to watch it because I hate it when movies try to turn into the TV show platform.
Sure.
I think most of the time that doesn't work, and I don't like the way they do that.
Yeah.
And especially after watching the first couple of episodes, I'm like, this is just a dumb way for the franchise to try to push these characters.
Mm.
Now, I'm obsessed.
Yes. No, like, I could definitely see what you're talking about, because, like, I did not really like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I didn't ever really watch Agent Carter. Like, it was, like, always one of those ones that looked like it might be okay, but I was kind of just like, eh. And also, like, most of the things that they put into the show, they didn't even use in the actual MCU anyway. Like, if I remember correctly, like, so Joss Whedon was the one that ran Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and one of the first things he did was he brought Agent Coulson back.
Not okay.
Yeah.
You're not okay with that.
Not okay. Death, like, Marvel brings people back from the dead way too often.
Mm-hmm.
I concur.
As they did that with Vision. But, you know, they actually explain it rather than saying, like, oh, yeah, no, they faked it. It's great.
But Caleb's been pretty interested in WandaVision since the start.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, because of the Marvel always watching it. I remember I'd stayed up the early morning, Friday mornings at 1 a.m. is when those episodes pop out. Mm. And so I'm up and ready either laying in bed watching it on my phone or downstairs with a roommate watching it on my TV at the lowest volume possible so it doesn't wake up anyone. And we're just, we'll watch it through and we'll talk about it. And then I'll spend the next 7 days just looking at things on Instagram, trying to see where my theories can go with other people's. And I loved it. It's been a great series so far, the way they've shot it. Even the most recent episode, just episode 8 of them doing, spoilers if someone still hasn't left yet, just going back and looking at stuff with Wanda and how her early relationship with Vision, her early relationship with her brother and her family, and why 1 through 7, those episodes, are the way they're tailored, why they're like that. It's because of what happened in episode 8 with going back in time and such.
Right.
It's beautiful. I love it, how they're storytelling the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much impact to the story they were willing to put into this show, because in just that one episode, in episode 8, I mean, throughout the whole MCU, we've been thinking that Wanda got her powers from the Mind Stone. We learned that wasn't true. She had powers beforehand. We learned that they finally called her the Scarlet Witch for the first time in MCU history. She is referred to as the Scarlet Witch. And like those are huge moments for her character in the MCU, and they saved it for this TV show, which I thought was pretty cool. I also just loved how you got to see how she watched the classic American TV shows, and they showed like the DVDs of them, and because, you know, we've been making references to I Love Lucy or the Dick Van Dyke Show or Malcolm in the Middle, but to see them actually there, like they got permission to show the actual DVD in this collection, that was so cool, where it's like it all came together.
Oh, definitely.
I thought it was a cute moment when she had to explain Malcolm in the Middle to Vision while they were sitting in there at Avengers HQ, and Vision's like, why is the man hurt? Is he hurt? And she's like, no, it's just part of the show. Just watch the show. And then he keeps like answering questions. And it's
like, how do you know he's not hurt? It's like, because it's not that kind of show.
It's not that kind of show. It's so beautiful.
And Vision, because one of us gets blown up every couple days here, and we're end up fine. Like,
yeah. No, it's like, but of course, like the other Bryan Cranston show, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking Bad.
A lot of people ended up hurt in that one.
Yeah. Just a few. Not too many.
Especially.
It's really a clean show, I like to think it is. Honestly, I'm impressed that they took... I see Wanda and Vision as two side characters in the whole Avengers and, like, MCU. So the fact that they were able to turn, like, they were able to create such a good show out of two characters like that, I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, because you got movies that are talking about the origin of Hulk and why he's doing it and why he's struggling with Bruce Banner and Hulk. And then you got some with Iron Man and his start to finish, and then Captain America's start and his finish.
And the whatever one with Thor.
And the Thor's where it was a weird first two movies, and then it became a good Thor in the third one.
Which was pretty much carried on the shoulders of Taika Waititi, which, bless that man.
And so it's good to finally actually see that some of these side characters are getting a bigger spotlight, because Scarlet Witch is one of the most powerful characters. Mm-hmm. Vision is also rocking around with an Infinity Stone. He's also a pretty powerful character. So seeing that spotlight shown on them to introduce him into the next movie or the next big series is just perfect. We needed to know more about our future array of characters, because some aren't coming back.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for the announcement of the, like, Hawkeye talk show that's going to be coming out, you know? Like what are they going to do with that guy? I feel like he's going to be the next Oprah in the MCU.
No.
Oh,
gosh. No, I feel like he's just going to be a family man.
He has a TV show coming out with his supposed daughter in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Not his daughter, but, like, the character's, Hawkeye's daughter.
I haven't heard of that one.
I mean, I've heard of, like...
It's just called Hawkeye, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's, like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I hadn't heard of that.
Oh, two more weeks. At the time of this recording, 2 weeks is when that's coming out.
Oh, dang. Okay, I am very excited for that, then, because, like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier both feel like... I do like them as characters, but I want more, and so I guess I'm getting it. So why am I talking?
Yeah, there's
And then Loki's after that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Loki in May, middle of May.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a Hawkeye show coming out in 2021.
Dang, yeah, I didn't know about that one.
Wow.
There's a lot. There's the Eternals. I think that's a movie. Doctor Strange coming out. Spider-Man coming out.
And then there's that, like, weird What If series.
Yeah, like, what if instead of Captain America, it was Captain British? And there's a British Captain America version.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
I think there was another one where, I can't remember, but there's a lot of What Ifs. And that's a pretty good show just to, like, chill out with before the next big story hitting movie or series. Like, oh, what if, you know, Hulk was not Hulk and was someone else? I don't know.
I'd really just love to see the what if Peter Quill just kept his cool and didn't punch Thanos didn't in the face while they're taking off the glove, and then it's going to be like, oh, everything would have been fine. That's what would have happened. That's cool.
I was like, oh, great. So you're saying that we could have kept everybody being dead for 5 years and then Iron Man dying, which, you know.
It's like maybe we didn't need to do that. But, you know, as with anything with pop culture, you'll find that gets popular in pop culture, you will find a wide variety of people that, you know, really like it, and then a lot of people that don't like it because people really like it or things like that. And so, I mean, I shared this with you guys last week, but I think it's still interesting for everybody listening to know that I put up a poll about WandaVision on the Facebook page. I'm just going to go through this quickly because I gave them five options, and it was just, what do you think about WandaVision? 21 people said that they thought it was fantastic. 12 people said that they have never seen it or heard of it. 3 people said it was a good show. 2 people said it's not good TV. Mm-hmm. Nobody said it was getting overhyped. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But the most interesting part is that someone by the name of Hayden Allen added his own response to our post where I said that the podcast was talking about WandaVision. And he responded with, BYU Idaho has a podcast? And 82 people voted for that one. That is almost 4 times more than the other highest post. So if you're listening to this, send it to someone else, please. Send it to Hayden. I want Hayden. Hayden, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to understand that people need to hear about us more.
So are you suggesting that I should specifically clip out this section of the podcast and then put that onto that page that you found that poll, or that you made that poll?
Yes.
Because if so, that would be amazing.
Hayden, thank you.
Yep.
Special thank you to Hayden.
So
I, you know, I was just going to say, we've talked quite a bit about WandaVision, Marvel. I was just going to suggest we wrap it up with maybe some summaries or suggestions.
Yeah. So, so last Friday when we were like thinking of like recommendations and stuff, I had no idea what to even like consider, but I actually have a thing now. So I have a YouTube channel that I watch every now and then, which basically, like, they'll, like, so it's this guy who is, like, Nando V Movies on YouTube, and he does a handful of things. My favorite thing that he does is, like, he'll, like, think about, like, one of, like, the kind of weaker parts of a Marvel movie, and then he'll think about what they could have done instead, and so like basically rewrites part of the movie and then like writes like around that change as well, and oftentimes it winds up feeling like a totally better movie in a lot of ways. But other times, you know, he's like done, like he's like a huge comics nerd, and he's like compared how different like villains are in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to like their comic book, you know, like selves. But other times he winds up putting out like dumb theories. And the most recent one that he did for WandaVision was he was talking about how like Hayward is such a, like, it seems like there's something behind him, and it almost seems like they're trying to, like, build him into something different, given how, like, he was lying, like, for so much of, like, the beginning parts of the show. And so he was just like, okay, I think it's possible that maybe, like, because, like, you know, to be able to put that kind of reveal in the second to last episode, like, if we don't already know Hayward in some way, like, it feels weird to just kind of have him, like, have this sort of weird thing of lying to everybody about, like, Wanda stealing Vision in the first place. And so, in this theory that he was coming up, he was just like, okay, what if, now I know this is going to age like milk, but what if it's the Red Skull? which
oh George,
what? I know it's it like he had like compared it to like a whole bunch of different villains, but like the Red Skull, he was just like, okay, so like it could make sense in this way and that way. Anyway, super dumb video. I'm excited to make fun of him for it, but
turns out it's true.
Oh yeah, that
and
would be
we're
hilarious.
Just oh my gosh. Nah.
Blake, if it's true, if he ends up being Red Skull, I will buy you a steak.
Oh,
like
wow.
You know, that's on this
it's good old Fresco my, steak.
Not even my theory. So that's
he's got my back.
So even though it's a dumb theory, I do recommend Nando B movies because yeah. It's fun, and also like his having gone through different MCU movies to just make different alterations is just a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think, you know, just to go off of that, my recommendation for people, I'm the type of person, I don't typically like to go look at theories and stuff because, like, you know, I had seen someone had posted something already talking about Agatha Harkness and stuff like that. And for me, that kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
Because, like, once they pointed out, it's like, oh, I mean, that's obviously what they're doing. And it wasn't as fun when it became real. But what I do like to do after I watch an episode, I love to go look at review or summaries written about that episode to see if there's things that I missed. And so not really predictions on the future, but just to make sure I didn't miss anything now. And I've been doing that with WandaVision, and I really enjoy that because I'll catch things that they'll write in there that it's like, I didn't know that's what they were doing. And I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything if they catch me up on things that I already was exposed to, you know?
Right. Yeah.
What website would you go to for those reviews? Just Facebook or Instagram? Or
no, like honestly, I literally just Google WandaVision episode 8 summary.
Yeah. Okay.
And I read a few of them and just to see what they have. So I don't even look at the website names. I'm one of those people. So I don't even have one of those to bring up. But
it's always just like Ask Yahoo or something.
A BuzzFeed quiz about.
It's just annoying because you have to go through like 3 pages of like, so I love WandaVision and it's pretty cool. And you know, and I do all of this. Here's an ad. And then I like watching TV. So anyways, the episode started with. And it's just annoying.
Okay. Good suggestion.
You just watch like an hour long summary of it on YouTube, even though the episode
instead of watching the episode. Now I go for the written summaries. Those are what you want.
Heck yeah.
So that's a good one. My suggestion was if you haven't started it yet, I would recommend watching the first 3 in one sitting because the first 2.5 is a little slow. And then it gets into color, and then you start to understand what's going on. That's my suggestion.
That's a really good suggestion.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually really dug the black and white, but it's all right.
Blake, this is about today's generation.
Okay.
Conform.
We have to cater to the youths.
No, I recommend, just to tie it all up, is this next episode's going to be something super big. Mm. And we all saw in episode 8, those who actually watched it, you know, end credit scene and what happened between these certain characters and the name reveal for Scarlet Witch and whatnot and where are the boys at and such. Like, after looking at other theories, because I love looking at them because there's so many out there, I don't know which one is true, and I'm excited for all of them. That's all good for me.
Yeah.
Plus my own theories. So I'm super excited to see if certain things happen and certain things don't happen, especially with the director of S.W.O.R.D., with this other vision body, our current vision body, and the twins. Pietro, what the heck is going to happen to all of these characters?
I hope he's not gone because, like, I was so excited by the potential of, like, that group of X-Men being brought in.
If they don't do anything with that, like, if this is all just a cameo, I'm going to be so mad.
If we just had 10 more minutes to discuss the frustration we'd have if that was just like, oh, he's a good fit.
This is a school podcast. I can't use that kind of language.
I'm so sorry.
We post, like, the non-censored version
on a Patreon
website. Yeah.
Get donations. My recommendation is just get ready. Watch all through all the episodes really quick, maybe, or a quick synopsis on YouTube. I always go to YouTube after an episode and watch the live streams of people talking about it and why they're so excited.
Oh, wow. So you literally do what I suggested as a joke to type.
Yeah, I'm laying there in bed on TV, and then I pop up the live stream, see all these other nerds talking about it. And I'm just like, oh, I missed that Easter egg. Like, nope, I agree with you. I think that's going to happen. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Got it. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. And unless we have anything else.
Actually, I have something.
Please.
Really, there is only one thing
There's just one thing you can do.
Really, no,
honestly,
please.
It's just, I mean, you kind of just got to.
I mean, there's only thing, it's, yeah.
It's just shapoopy. Shapoopy.
George.
Ah, heavens.
You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Silas Wright, Blake Michael, Nathan Tollier, and guest host Caleb Rogers. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Nathan Tollier. Producers were the hosts with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music was Finding Happiness by DJ Quads and The Perpetual Ticking of Time by Artificial Music. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, like and follow us on social media, or visit our website, byuidahoradio.org, and click podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts, and leave a comment on what you think we should talk about next.